From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, every 9 o'clock hour, and who did I find hanging out in the hallway? It's Brad Williams, everybody.
Hey.
Brad Williams is here in the studio. Heidi's in the La Quinta studio.
Wonderful. Yes.
Heidi and Frank Show East.
Good to see you, Brad.
Happy to be here. Let's get the promotion stuff out of the way. Saturday, I'll be... I don't know what this venue is called. It's like the Frank Cavalli Theater on the Bank of America stage within the Ozempic building. Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center. Drive up the 101. It's the big building on the right. Okay? That's what it is. I know there's so many names to it and sponsorships. But yeah.
You can't miss it. This is right off the 101. You can
Thousand
see it
Oaks.
Right there.
Thousand Oaks, I will be there on Saturday. Now, if you're like, but Brad, I want to see you while high on methamphetamines. I will be in Bakersfield the night before at the Fox Theater. So you could go, you know, get all the drugs out of the way and then see me. So that'll be fun. Thank you for having whole chickens right in front of me. This is so great.
It's chicken wing day, man.
Oh, these are wings? I thought they were whole chickens. I am a small person. I look down and I see these and I'm just like, I got myself a Thanksgiving feast. This is great. I love it. It's chicken wing day. Wonderful.
You were just in Canada. Do they have wings in Canada?
Yes. Oh my God, they do. They have, I had some, they put maple on everything. God bless those Canadians. They did a maple honey garlic wing. So good. So, yeah, I brought home so much maple stuff. Like, basically, when I was in the airport, I did gigs in Canada all last week. The family wanted all of this Canadian maple syrup stuff. So I'm, like, coming in through the airport with, like, all this maple stuff. And everyone's just kind of looking
clink,
at me
clink,
like,
clink, clink, clink.
I thought they made cookies. I didn't know dwarfs were doing the maple. Yeah, we're out there. We're tapping.
That's the secret ingredient in those chips. Oh, hey.
Maple.
The Toll House, Frank. The
Had
toll
a
house.
Great time up there in Canada.
It was Toll House, not Chips Ahoy.
Keebler.
Keebler. That's the dwarf one. Keebler.
We're both
yes.
wrong.
Yes. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. That's why you have me on your show.
That's right.
I can correct all the dwarf
stereotypes. Clear it up, Brad.
You know, they're like, yeah, you guys protect gardens, right? Yep, that's my people. Gnomes.
Those are the gnomes.
Yeah. It's weird.
You work for
like,
Travelocity, right?
Yeah. It's weird that, like, all my people stereotypes aren't actually real. They're all fantastical stereotypes. If you look at every other, like, race or whatever, like, they have, like oh, they can't drive. It's like, based in some reality. Notice, didn't say the race. Save your tweets.
But we all knew.
We all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Those people from Greenland. So it's like, all those stereotypes have some sort of base in reality. Mine are like, they live in trees, they make cookies, they're Irish.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, where's the one real one?
Some races have a big penis, some have a pot of gold.
Yeah. We got the gold, but I don't actually
Which
have
I think if
the
you have
gold.
A big penis, you got a pot of gold.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
But I want the actual pot of gold. Where is that? Did I miss the meeting? Did I miss the dwarf meeting where they passed out the pots of gold? Because I wish I had that.
Did everybody get their pot of gold?
You have to go mining for the gold.
Okay, that's another one. We mine. That's a weird stereotype. Dwarves mine. There's a whole band called Wind Rose. They do nothing but dwarf metal. That's a category I just realized. Once again, out of the loop of the meetings. But, Wind Rose does dwarf metal. None of them are dwarves. But every song is about, like, mining and smelting and, like, making a battle axe and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't have any battle axes in my home. I wish I did.
It's its own genre, dwarf metal at the Grammys?
Yeah. That should win.
If you don't present to the winner of that's a damn shame.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If they had their own category, first of all,
Hollywood's
I would protest.
Sleeping.
I would protest because Wind Rose would win. They're an amazing band. One of their songs is called "To Be a Dwarf," and that's the song I come out to on stage. But like they would win, and then I would come out and protest, like my culture is not your costume. You know, like I would do the whole thing. It'd be fun. It's like, you guys got mad at Moana. We can't get mad at them.
Renee, do you got any? Did you find him? The dwarf metal band.
Yeah, what's the name of the song again?
"To Be a Dwarf," or their number one hit is a song called "Diggy Diggy Hole."
Wow.
And that is real. I'm not making that up. They put out a song called Diggy
Is there a hi-ho lyric in it at all?
Oh,
there,
my God.
See?
See, oh, yeah.
Feel this? This feels like if you were going to play an all-dwarf NFL team, this would be the song playing in the stadium, like to get us hyped up.
Yeah.
Right? It's very
epic. Is kind of epic.
It is very epic. That. Diggy, Diggy.
I would definitely get the Sunday ticket for that. definitely.
Be even more hysterical if you guys went by the Giants, too.
Us against the Giants? Oh. Right? This is why. This is why on my fantasy football team, I never draft any Giants. I'm a Dodger fan. I do not go see the Giants play. They're like, bro, you don't like the Giants? No! Yeah. Why would I like the Giants? By the way, that's not Frank grunting. That's the actual song.
Yeah, it's the song.
He won't even eat canned green beans.
No.
Jolly Green, you're out.
No. Jolly Green Giant, out.
Gone.
It's weird. Like, we don't even have, like, my people, the dwarves, we don't even have, like, a culture, like, a food. Like you can't go to any dwarf-related restaurants. Like, they just serve bagel bites. And I'm just sitting there eating it with two hands. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. There's a lot of those memes or whatever online where it's like, you know, a dwarf will like jump off a dock, and then next thing you see him is like a little splash into the sink or something.
Yeah. It shows like a dwarf driving a car, like a NASCAR stock car, and then it cuts and it's just a little remote control car.
Yeah.
It's like bumping into someone's foot. Yeah. Those are great. I love
the dwarf
memes.
Throwing a javelin or something, and then it cuts to the guy. It's just toothpick.
In his beard.
Toothpicks in the beard.
Oh.
It's fun.
Good stuff.
Those are fun jokes. By the way, if you want more dwarf-related fun jokes, see me this Saturday at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center at the Fred Cavalli Theater within the Bank of America stage, sponsored by Snickers.
My God, you got it all out there.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, they could have made the address more difficult. BAPAC ThousandOaks.com. So it's like Bank of America, Pacific Amphitheater.
Do they want people to go?
BAPAC ThousandOaks.
Go to BradWilliamsComedy.com. The link is there. Easier. You could get your tickets. There's only about 120 left for a venue that seats.
That's a pretty big venue, too.
It's about 1,400. So,
Let's sell it out. Let's pack that place.
We're doing all right. So just drive up to the 101, see the big building, and you're always like, what plays there?
I saw Tracy Morgan there once.
Yeah.
And, but when I went, he was, that's back when they were still using, well, they started using the bags for your phones. Like, don't bring your phone
in. The Yonder bags. That's what they're called.
Is that a thing that's still happening, or was that just
not at my show.
A blip on the screen? Yonder
it happens for guys like Chappelle, for Chris Rock, for John Mulaney. I went and saw John Mulaney, and it was that for him. I think comedians where it's like it's so anticipatory what their material is going to be. Some people do that, but when I did it, it was like when I did it. And this is no slight on John Mulaney and John Stewart who performed together, and that's why they did it. It added, like, we got into the theater so late because the line and everyone getting there, those things. So I just don't like it. You don't even have to have the Yonder bags for me. Just don't record the sets. Take a photo. Why not? I'll be doing a free meet and greet right after the show. And I'll meet. I used to do this when I was at clubs. I still do it when I'm at theaters. So I'll meet everyone who wants to come high, you know, say hi and take a photo. Couple of rules, though.
And if you want to come high, go high.
Go high.
I mean, that's just...
There's some dwarf etiquette for taking photos.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
All right. First of all, don't care if you stand up or if you kneel down for the photo. Do not give a crap. It is hilarious, however, to watch someone have that debate in their head as they're walking up to me. They're just like, oh, I did not think this through.
You don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah. Do whatever your knees allow. I don't care. Okay. But the rules, hard, fast rules. One, no arm on top of my head.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh.
I may have a kickstand. I'm not yours. Okay?
So that stereotype is true about dwarves having, since you're all proportionate, proportionate, you have a big ding-a-ling.
Yeah, I do.
Is it perspective?
I've heard that about Brad. Yeah.
It is. It's perspective.
Okay.
It's not that big, but on me, huge.
No.
Massive. There are... four men in this room right now, and I'm the only man in this room who can officially say it hangs down to my knee.
Damn!
That's the same thing about like NBA stars, where they might have this the average penis, but on them it looks tiny.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if you're packing a measly 6.5 inches, but you're 6'8"? What a disappointment. I bust out 4.5, and you're like, look at the little guy go!
This guy, little man, ding.
Yeah. the confidence he must have. You know?
How does he wear pants?
Yeah, exactly.
They're custom made, you know? You got to get them custom.
Yeah, but then the new DeAndre Ayton, he's the new center for the Lakers. If he's not packing anything except eight or above, it's like it's a disappointment. I live a charmed life, everyone. A lucky charmed life, someone said. Look at that.
I mentioned before you came in here about how far have you ever gone to impress somebody, because Gwyneth Paltrow was just in the news. Like, they should have dated Ben Affleck and said that she loved performing a certain sex act for him, which would involve, like, tea.
Yeah, spilling the tea. You know, and where the tea comes from.
I didn't know anyone loved to do that. I thought that was more of like, I'm really trying to impress this person.
Okay. I will tell you this story. I did. Me losing my virginity is this story.
Okay.
Because I was dating a lovely dwarf woman, and she was very religious, and she did not want to consummate the relationship until we got married. Then one day, she comes to me and she goes, you know what? We've been dating for 2.5 years now. I think we should. And I'm just like, hell yeah. I've never
done
this.
Best day ever.
Let's go. Yeah. And then right before we're about to do the deed, she goes, pray with me. And I'm like, huh? And she goes, like, we must pray together. And I'm like, you need to pray for forgiveness for what we're about to do. And I'm like, what are we about to do?
Tell me what I'm praying for.
How silly are we getting?
Yeah, there's a 20-year-old Brad Williams with just a raging boner talking to God naked in a room. And I wish that I had, like, audio or video of that prayer, because it's just like, Heavenly Father, we're about to file each other, because, like, I'm trying to be sincere, but also trying to be sexy.
And you're trying to keep the boner.
Yes, I'm trying to keep the boner. Dear Heavenly Father. You know, when we do the style of the dog, we do so in your honor. Like, I was trying to do that, all that. So that was something.
I mean,
that
first
I
time. Did you really go into the style of the dog on your first time?
Heck yeah.
And you lost your virginity doggy?
Yes. It's the it's the best position to do with the dwarf. I can stand. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Well, yeah.
I'm not down on the knees like all you other tall guys getting cramps.
You're on your tiptoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It was a lot of fun. So that's the length I had to go to lose my virginity, was I had to pray with a raging boner and a hot naked dwarf chick next to me.
Because they say when you see, like, you know, a dwarf stand next to a taller woman, it doesn't matter when you're both laying down. So
correct.
If you're in missionary position, I guess everything just kind of matches up.
It
right?
works. But doggy? Oh, but that's doggy, that's the jam.
And, doggy Brad is not just with a dwarf girl. It's with any
size. With any girl.
Right,
it's amazing. I love it. In fact, it works better with an average size woman, because when they're on all fours, their entrance point, let's say that for radio, is higher. So it lines up even more perfectly.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Wow.
And just for the record, you're married to an average size woman.
I am. That's how funny I am. Like, I don't know about this Brad Williams comedian. Is he any good? I just point to my wife and go, that's who sleeps with me. And everyone goes, oh, wow, he's hilarious. Because let's just say this. I dreamed of a tall, beautiful Asian woman that my wife is. She did not dream of me. This is not what she envisioned.
But I'm sure
a young woman.
But her parents did.
No, her parents didn't dream of me. Her parents didn't dream of a little white devil coming and taking their beautiful Chinese flower.
Was her mother like, couldn't he at least be an Asian dwarf?
Yeah, at least
white dwarf.
Jeez, but really, can you tell the difference between an Asian dwarf and an Asian average size? Either way.
But wait, at least I'm a doctor, but he's a comedian too.
A comedian white dwarf. That's how funny I had to be. All right? I had to work on myself. I had to become a good person. And that's how good I had to be. So if you want to see how good that is, this Saturday, Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center for the Bank of America, Frank Cavalli Theater. I don't know.
BradWilliams.com. You got the link.
BradWilliamsComedy.com. Big building right next to the 101 freeway.
Easy to get to, because it is right off the 101 freeway.
Yeah.
And it's at 7 p.m. Go out and see Brad live.
And as I said, if you want to do your drugs before, go the night before, because I'll be at the Fox Theater in Bakersfield. All the meth. I'll be running so fast, running back like back and forth across that stage.
How far have you gone to impress somebody to let them know that you really, really liked them? I mean, maybe not sexually, but it's just like, whatever, I'll do that for you. I mean, I once drove a boat. I mean, I hauled a boat, like pulled it behind a truck all the way from like Indiana to Atlanta. And I've never done that before in my life. But somebody's like, the girl that I was trying to impress, her neighbor was moving to Atlanta, Georgia. It was like, I need someone to haul my boat down there. I'm like, I can do it. You know, she was doing it. I would be. I never hauled a boat in my life. But to impress her, I was like, I can do that.
here's one I did. This is another dwarf woman. So it's no wonder that I married a tall one after the two stories that I'm about to tell you. I have bailed an ex out of jail twice.
Ooh.
Twice. Bad. To impress. Yeah. And you want to know where she is right now?
Jail.
Jail.
She's a little person in jail.
What did she do?
If I talk about it, I feel like people could look it up.
Ow.
So I don't want her family to go through that. But yeah, I had to bail her out twice. And you'd think that would be the... You know, also, if you're a dwarf, you never want to go to prison. This is not going to do well in prison, okay? Like, I am the soap on the rope, okay? Like,
oh, my God!
They're just going to grab me. It's just going to be a whole... it's going to be like a whole Diddy Party situation. So, like, I'm doing whatever it takes to stay out of jail. You'd think she would have done the same. But yeah, bailed her out of jail twice.
My God. The third time.
She obviously liked it. You didn't do her any favors. She's like, what do you keep bailing me out for?
I'm trying to stay in here. The meals are great. So yeah, I've gone that far to impress someone.
Damn, Brad.
Yeah.
Anybody else? How far have you gone to impress somebody over the top? Maybe it worked. Maybe it didn't even work. I mean, the whole... teabagging thing.
Yeah,
it's a little
did
bit
you
over
do
the top.
Like a crazy, and this doesn't have to be even dating, like this, like did you go over the top and ask someone to prom and they rejected you? Did that happen to anybody?
Right, you're the going over the top and it didn't work out.
Yeah, the big promposal. I got one of those. I got one of those. So back at Parks Junior High, which is in
Orange County,
Fullerton, California. You can look up my yearbook photo. I asked a girl. It wasn't prom, but I was asking her out. I had started a rumor that I had a big crush on a girl, and everyone was like, "Ooh, who does Brad have a crush on?" Whatever. And then she was one of the girls that was asking, "Who do you have a crush on?" And then we had this big like entrance mirror. Right as you walked in to make sure that you were that the clothes you were wearing were okay by whatever codes they had. So like I say, oh, she's at the front right now, and then so me and like all these people are walking towards like, oh, let's go see the girl that Brad likes. I stop in front of the mirror. The girl is right next to me. I have her look at the mirror. And I go, there she is. Isn't she beautiful?
Whoa.
I thought that was a good move.
Yeah. That's pretty damn.
She
smooth.
Immediately ran to the bathroom and cried.
Brad.
Ran to the bathroom and cried. I went full, man. I was going for it. Epic fail, but you know
that's
what?
That's beautiful. Right,
but you weren't alone in the foyer of the school. I mean,
no.
How many people saw this happen?
A lot. Like, a lot of people saw it.
But was there, like, a moment of silence and they're all just looking at you?
Yeah. Wasn't fun. But I've since
just
recovered.
Just kidding!
And we started laughing.
Oh my God, yes, Brad.
But it's
that's
okay.
Like
I don't
movie.
Date whores.
Yeah, you just turn it on the real
fast. Yeah. Why would I want you anyway? You're just beautiful and funny and everything that I like. So yeah, that was me going all out. But don't worry. Don't feel bad for me. The story has a happy ending. I got a wonderful, tall, beautiful wife now. We have a perfect 5-year-old daughter. I'm performing at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center on Saturday. You get your tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. Life is good, okay? Happy ending.
It made you the man you are today.
Yes. By the way, that sound effect of the people saying hooray, that was just five dwarves behind me. That was just
they travel with you.
Hooray.
And the scream.
What a great idea. Well, I remember I was with my now wife, but when we were dating just 6 months, I think, at this point, and her birthday rolls around, and I had gotten a full lower back tattoo. I know some people call it a tramp stamp, but I call it a lower back tattoo.
Yes.
Because she's Italian, and in Italian, I have written, Chris is the love of my life in Italian.
Six months in.
Lower back in cursive, like all
Was this your first tattoo?
It's my first this size. I have another little teeny tiny one on my shoulder blade.
Yeah, like you got like a little butterfly back there or something.
Tiny. You can't really see it.
And then this is like epic. Like
the I had that at the tattoo parlor. I had them take a picture of me because I was like sitting backwards on a chair wrapped around like this. And I had them take a picture of me getting the tattoo. So for her birthday, and I framed the picture and I gave it to her as a gift. And she unwrapped it and she sees the picture of me and she goes, "What? I don't understand. What am I looking at?" And I go, "That's me. I'm getting a tattoo." She goes, "A tattoo? What's your tattoo?" And I go, "Well, I think it's time for you to unwrap it." And they have it all like, you know, paper wrapped.
Yeah.
She takes it off and she's reading it and she says, "Now I'm picturing it's going to go, oh my God." Yeah. She goes, "What did you do?"
Oh, I know.
What?
She goes, that is the most psycho thing I've ever heard.
What did you do? I think that's why she's still with me, just because she feels like, crap.
Yeah. She feels awful.
As soon as she meets a lesbian named Chris she can introduce you to, then she's out.
I'm out. You got her now? You got her? We're good? Tapping out. See ya.
Wow.
But there's not too many that spell it C-R-I-S, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough finding that.
Six months in.
I know, Brad. I mean,
see you later.
I know.
You are lucky to still be with this woman.
I believe.
In the ultimate over the top, and this person wasn't even with the person yet, but this seems like this over the top flirting. A Delta employee gave a frequent flyer one of her kidneys.
What?
Yeah. The surgery happened in December, and they're both doing great. And Delta recently gave her an award for providing outstanding customer service. But
I would say so.
But the only reason you would ever do that is because you are wanting to overly impress this person. I'll give you my kidney. You're a frequent flyer. I mean,
you're
not the ultimate employee.
I mean, giving an organ to anybody is like the most selfless thing anyone could do. And God bless anyone that does it.
Totally.
But at the same time, like, frequent flyer. So, like, if you're, like, I don't know the Delta levels, but if you're, like, double diamond status, are you looking at that like, wait a minute. So if I need something, this is just the level. Like, how often do you have to fly to be on the, top of the donor list?
How many Delta Visa miles does it take to get a kidney?
At this level, you get a free alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
You know, per flight.
Free check bag. Yeah. This one, you get a kidney.
818-955-2955. You want to call? How far did you go to impress someone? And that's like you said, your lady feels like she's obligated to stay with you because of this tattoo. If you do give a kidney to somebody, then you feel obligated to stay, unless you're George Lopez, right? Didn't he leave his wife?
Yes,
he did.
Oh my God.
After getting a kidney from her, I was like, damn.
From her.
I mean, she had to be a horrible person.
Or he is.
No, you would think.
We love George.
Because you would be stuck otherwise. If they're half a decent human being, you could never leave. It's like, okay, I'm not going to go down this road.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, there's an honor amongst thieves with comedians. So
I know there is, but it's like, that's like there was a story in the news about a best friend of a guy. It says he beat him up with crutches, stripped him down naked, made him walk through the town.
Best friend?
Yeah, and I'm wondering, well, what did that guy do? If your best friend beats you up, strips you down naked, makes you walk through the town with a public shaming, that guy did something. He's not a victim of being beaten up. Yeah. What did he do?
I feel like that's a fantasy sports league bet gone. Like, dude, if you're losing.
That's some serious punishment for losing your fantasy league.
There are some out there.
To be Game of Thrones, walking through the town, getting tomatoes and fruit thrown at you.
I've seen people get tattoos for getting last place in a fantasy league.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
People had to take like a blow up doll to a fine restaurant, like a 5-star restaurant for dinner.
That one, the one in our league that I have proposed that got rejected by everyone is I said last place in our fantasy league should have to wear a shirt to a public area, baseball game, whatever, that just says, I don't know if this is good. All right, so you know if the leg that a pirate had, it's called
wooden
peg.
Yes,
peg. Yes, okay.
Yes. Someone has to wear a shirt saying "I enjoy that."
Getting
that?
Can getting I say that?
Pegged.
Yeah. Pegged.
I think so.
I enjoy getting pegged.
God. And they said no way I'm not.
Yeah. Everyone said no, and I'm like, We're in Los Angeles, very tolerant city. Like, also, believe in yourself. Just don't finish in last place.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm not going to finish in last place. Are you guys planning on it? So I suggested that. It was widely
I thought they
rejected.
Would reject because some are like, okay, whoever loses has to get up for open mic night at a comedy club.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and that was your suggestion. Like, no, Brad.
No,
Brad.
Sucks.
Yeah. You're totally going to get up there and crush it.
Yeah. Not
you don't even care about losing.
It's funny. Two of my friends in that league have done it. On a, like they said they want to do it, and I said okay, and I set it up at a club, and then they actually did it. So props to them. And
were they good?
No.
Did they test up on you first? You're like, you're fantastic. You're gonna kill.
Yeah. 1,000%. I was like, do that. Say that.
Say that. They'll love it.
Open with the jokes about Gaza. That's great. That's wonderful. You're going to, oh man, you're going to.
You don't look starving enough. Really, suck in your cheeks when you deliver the joke.
Oh my God.
It's going to be awesome. I was in the back laughing.
I'm that guy too. When I see somebody on stage and they're kind of dying
bombing.
I laugh. Not laughing at them. I'm laughing with them and just the uncomfortableness of it. And I know that I hear the comedians laughing in the back, but me and my wife will laugh when nobody else is laughing because we think that's funny.
Yes. Yes.
But it's nothing against the comedian. I mean, it takes the most hugest nuts ever to get up there
and
do that.
They're average size. They just look bigger on me.
It's perspective. It's all perspective.
I just read some article that was like a whole science piece on how in summer that part of the body on a man will dangle lower.
Yeah, because
of the heat. Yeah, because it's hot, so they go the further away from the body as they can.
Self-preservation.
Yeah, and then back in the wintertime, it goes right back up. And I'm like, someone did that study. Someone was out there with a ruler.
I'm a scientist. Yeah. What do you do?
Someone was inspired to create the lava lamp based off that biology.
Yeah.
They're like, look, this let it go up and
summer,
down based
winter.
On the heat of the lamp.
Summer, winter.
The balls rise.
I just imagine a bunch of scientists getting together like, oh, I'm working on a cancer cure. I'm working on Alzheimer's. What are you working on? Well, what I'm working on, let me tell you, it's nuts. But yeah, that like someone actually had to do that in a study, and I'm just laughing. It's
fun. For the longest time, I thought that I might be like not be able to have kids because of that fact right there, where it's like, oh, if you have the balls have to hang outside because they can't live at body temperature,
right?
So it's its own temperature down there, and so it's temporary.
Are you saying yours is so small? They're so close to the body.
No, my balls are so huge.
Oh, okay.
That they fill
so
up.
Huge.
They fill up the bag so much that there's no room to drop.
Wonderful, wonderful balls.
He's saying you've got a tight ball.
If Brittany and what's the Abigail and
oh Brittany and Abigail
Brittany
the conjoined
Abigail,
twins
the conjoined
one body
aliens,
two, heads.
Two heads
yeah.
Mine look like Brittany and Abigail in swimming caps.
Wow,
right there. It's like the sack is so tight. Like
is that what you
like
named
they're in
them?
Swimming class. Brittany and Abigail in swimming class.
I like
they're
balls.
Just tight.
Wow.
So I thought, since they never went down, they were always right there. I'm like, I think they're too close to my heat. I don't think.
As you get older, are they dropping at all, Frank? Because normally gravity.
I heard when you get older, this naturally gets saggier. But
I got tiny legs. That scares me. I don't want to be dragging them. I don't want to be dragging them on the ground. They're like, oh, Santa's got his sack right there. the elf is holding Santa's sack. It's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Videos of pigs walking. And it's just their big old balls like between their legs behind them. It's like,
uncomfortable. Painful.
It's just sad. I don't want to sit on them.
Painful.
When's the last time you had like a whack or a knock to the area?
Oh, my. All right. We just got a second pit bull. And so we have two pit bulls now, Daisy and Diego. And trust me, those are the only double D's I have in the house. but Daisy loves to wag her tail, and like, and this thing is a weapon. And she's on the bed, and she's with me. She's laying down. It's so cute. My wife comes in and just says Daisy, and then that tail just starts going thwack 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 thwack, and she caught me, and it was just
See, Brad Williams, it's those pit bulls. They're just vicious.
Oh, they're just vicious. The tail is the worst part. My God. And my wife laughed. I've been doing comedy. We've been together for 10 years. she's never laughed at one of my jokes that hard.
Yeah.
Ever.
Was it a direct hit or one of those grazing? Sometimes the grazers are worse. It's like, ah.
But this one, because she has a big tail, hit everything. It hit the twig and the berries. Like, everything got hit. Everything was demolished. Just whack. And I'm just like, oh. It was so bad. So for that reason, pit bulls are dangerous.
Rod's calling in with what he did to try to impress someone. Hey, Rod.
Hey, guys. Hey, you nearly have to sell your soul to impress someone, and I virtually nearly did that, to get Playboy Mansion tickets for Halloween. That was just unbelievable, the lengths I had to go to get tickets.
You took a date to the Playboy Mansion?
Why? What?
On Halloween of all nights?
On Halloween? Whoa. The whore's holiday? Whoa. Are you kidding me? The National Whore Dress-Up Day? You were like, let's take a date to that. Really?
Guys, that's what she wanted. She said, hey, if you really want to impress me, can you take me to the Halloween party at that Playboy Mansion? I went, that's a tall order.
Hey, buddy, if that's what she wanted, she wasn't planning on leaving with you.
Right.
She was going
to. She did.
She wanted to meet Bill Maher.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, she's a big fan of Andy Dick. She had a.
David Spade.
She had a fantasy about John Lovitz. Speaking of big balls, that was him.
That's dead on.
Was that a good Lovitz? Oh, well, we used to be employees, so yeah. Yeah. That's a long story ago. That's a damn lifetime ago.
Lovitz story.
The podcast wasn't making me any money. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Wow, so you took a date to the Playboy Mansion and then left, but she left with you.
She did. She was a big fan of Hef, and she wanted to meet Hef. And that was the main thing. And man, that's
what she dress as? Do you remember?
As a rocket chick in leather.
Jeez. Wow. And Pauly Shore was not there to just take her away.
From you.
Wow, you would
say she looked like Heather Locklear's sister.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, now I feel like he brags too much.
Yeah.
Now, because he's like, oh, leather, Heather Locklear's sister. Now it's like the Love is Blind episode where the woman was like, I get told I look like Megan Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she pops up and you're like, oh, Megan Fox at age 60 after a bender, sure.
If this is a leather-clad Heather Locklear's sister, she could have got in without you or the tickets.
Yeah, she didn't need you.
They would have just let her in.
Just show up, knock on the door.
I don't know, but
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.